the threefold ahankara, the source of the gross elements, the senses and the mind, is hence identical with them because it is their cause. It is known by the name of Sankartana, who is directly Lord Ananta with 1,000 heads.
So, this is the description of quadruple expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Advaita Chita Anadi Ananta Rupam. How Ananta Rupam of Krishna is expanded. Now, this is the beginning of such description. The first expansion is Balaram, Baladev. Nāyamātmā balahīnena labhya. It is in the Upanishad, it is said, Atma, the Supreme Soul, cannot be understood without being favored by Balaram. See, Balaram sometimes misunderstood as the bodily strength. When without physical strength, nobody can attain the Supreme Personality of God. But that is not the path. Balahinena means one who is not favored by Balaram or Nityananda. He cannot make any progress to understand the Supreme Personality of God. That is the real meaning, Balahine, without the favor of Balaram. Balaram is Guru Tattva. And Balaram is present in this age as Nityananda. So Balahine na labha does not mean without any physical strength. One has to get favor of, say, Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu, Kasiya Mohan, Abaddha Korunasandhu Kasiya Mohan, Durlabha Krishna Prem, Kare Jare Parita. There is a song like that. So, this first expansion is Balaram. And from Balaram, then Chaturbhuha, Vasudev Sankarsana Aniruddha, Pradyumna Aniruddha. So, the Sankarsana feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the controller of Bhutendriya Manovar, these five elements, Bhuta, Indriya, the ten senses, and the mind, similarly, Sankarsan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, they are different controlling duties of the different functions of the mind, intelligence, ego. So, Sankarsana Khapurisam Sahasa Sirasam Ananta. Ananta. You'll find the picture of Narayan flying down Ananta Sajya. There's Ananta Chaturdashi Vrata. As there is Nirhinga Chaturdashi. The Vaishnava, there are different functions. Appearance and disappearance, days of Vaishnava and Vishnu, Avirbhav, Tirobhav. the rising sun and the setting sun. When the sun sets, it does not mean the sun is finished. Of course, some of the former theosophists and scientists, they used to think that this is at night the sun is dead. That is not fact. The sun is not visible to our limited eyes. Similarly, appearance and disappearance of incarnation of Godhead is like that. They are going on just like a horse is running in due course, but when it comes in front of your door or window, you can see. That does not mean the running of horse is stopped when you cannot. Similarly, this incarnation of Godhead, Ananta, unlimited, they are from this Sahasra Sridasa, Ananta, Hirodakshaya Vishnu. There are descriptions in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is not possible to describe how the incarnation, how they are being manifest. But they are recorded in Vedic literature, and especially in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have published our Chaitanya Charitamrita. You can have reference. Ananta, there are so many different types of incarnation. Manna avatar, Manu avatar, there are 5,400,000 Manu avatar. So, in the Bhagavatam it is stated that the avatars are constantly coming, just like the waves of the ocean or waves of the river. You cannot count them. Only the most important avatars are counted, and we offer our prayers, just like Matsya avatar, Kurma avatar, Varaha avatar, Nishinga avatar, Vamana avatar, then Parashurama avatar, Lord Ramchandra avatar, Balarama avatar, Buddha avatar. Buddha is also one of the incarnation. Kyushabadhita Buddha Sarira Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Srila Jayadev Goswami has offered his prayer to the 10th avatar, principal avatar. Kyushabadhita Meena Sarira Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Pralaya Paradhijale Dhita Vanasi Vedam. Vihita Vahitta Charitrama Pedam Kesava Dhitamina Sarira Jaya Jagadisha Hari. Similarly, Tortoise Avatar, Kurma Avatar, and Varaha Avatar, Nishinade, Tavapara Kamala Vare Napara Madhutta Singam, Dharita Hiranna Kasiputanu Vengam, Kesava Dhita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hari. Similarly, Bhavana avatar. The origin of all these avatar is the Sankarsan. Advaita Achyate Anadi Ananta Rupam Adyam Purana Purusam Navajo. The Krishna is the Adya. Purana Purusam. The origin. Aham Sarvatta Prabhava. In the Bhagavad Gita, we say, Aham Sarvatya Prabhu. All the avatars, Krishna is avatari, the source of all avatars. There are ananta, unlimited number of incarnations constantly coming, like the waves of the river or the sea, but the original person is Krishna. So, Krishna says, unfancied that aham sarva saprava matva sarvam bhavati. All avatars, everything is all imagination from me. So, iti matya bhajanti mana buddha bhava samadhi. So, if we simply worship Krishna, Krishna also remarks that mam ekam. Then all the avatars, all the demigods, everything is worshipped. Yatha tarun mula nisichanena pippantita sandha bhyupusatha prano paharat jatendriyana tatha sarvahanam achutejya achutejya achuta is Krishna. By worshipping Krishna, you can worship all the incarnations, all the demigods. The example is given just like watering the root of the tree. You can pour water to the branches, to the twigs, to the flowers, to the fruit, or by supplying food to the stomach, you can energize all the different parts, limbs of the body. Similarly, Krishna says, Mamitam Saranam Vraja. By simply surrendering to Krishna, your obligation to all other incarnations, demigods, is fulfilled. It is not possible to worship all the incarnations, all the demigods, all the parts and limbs and parts of the body of the Krishna, but simply by surrendering to Him, the origin of Sankarsan, you can worship everyone. And it is very easy. It is not very difficult. Krishna is so kind that He can accept the surrendering and service in of the poorest of the poor. If you want to become devotee of God, Krishna, no material things can change. Ahituki apratihata. Apratihata means without any impediment. Any condition of life. Priya vishya satha sudha, papa juna, tiki janti paranas. Krishna is open for everyone. Everyone can worship. Krishna is not monopolized by any section or any religion or any nation, any country. No. Krishna claims sarvajoni shukantya, sambhavanti muttaya. All the species of life, as many forms of life are there. Krishna claims aham bhīva prajapita. I am the original seed-giving power. So Krishna is open for everyone. And by worshipping Krishna, you worship everything. If you have got mentality to worship different demigods, different incarnations, that is not possible. Therefore, you can concentrate. Sarvahanam achyutaja. By worshipping Krishna, everyone is worshipped. You have no more obligation. Actually, you have got obligations, so many obligations. All the demigods, they are supplying different energies. And we are maintained by that energy. Every part of our body is controlled by some particular demigod. Even the eyelids, the twinkling of the eyelids, that is also being control. They're supremely under control. So therefore, we have got certain obligations. Just like we are controlled by the government. So, we have got some obligation also to pay tax to the government, the income tax. So similarly, we have got obligation to the devotas, the demigods, the rishis, the saintlies, sages, because we are receiving knowledge from them, just like bad name, we are given as the Srimad Bhagavatam, we are reading, we are getting knowledge, we are perfect knowledge. then we are obliged to our surrounding living entities, neighbors, countrymen, and others, Jivasu, Bhutasu, the animals also. We are taking service from the animals. The cow is giving milk, the camel is carrying our load, the ass is carrying our load. So many animals, Jivasu, Bhutasu, general people in general, we are obliged. So obligation there are so many. Devasu Bhutasu Ninam Pitrinam. Pitris are forefathers, the dynasty of the family in which you have taken birth. So basic injunction is that you are obliged to so many living entities and you have to satisfy. Just like you are obliged to the government for supplying so many amenities and you have to pay tax just to fulfill your obligation. If you don't pay tax, then you are liable to criminality. Similarly, we are receiving so many benefits from the Indra Chandra. We are getting rains from Indra, the moonshine from the Chandra, or the moon god, and the sunshine from the sun god. These are essential things, heat and light. So we are obliged. Suddenly. But if you take shelter of Krishna, then you are free from all of these. Krishna says, Aham kva sarva papibha mukhaśa. If you don't take that, then you are liable to be punished. That is papa. Similarly, we are obliged to so many living entities, demigods, sentient persons. Secondly, we are obliged to be receiving so much benefit from them. But if we surrender to Krishna, saranam saranyam, tato, mukundam, saranam saranyam mukundam, parihutta kattam, giving little, aside all other duties, if we simply surrender to Krishna, then we are no more obliged. Nayam cintara nacha rini charari. We are indebted and we must give service to all of them. But if we surrender to Mukunda, Devasi Bhutasu Ninam Kitrina, Nayam cintara rini charari. Sarvātmanāja saranam saranam dako mukundam parihutukattam. We have got so many obligations that if we surrender to Krishna, Krishna another name is Mukunda. Dato Mukunda. Saranam parihutukattam. Dato saranam saranam Mukunda. Mukunda, muk means muk. Liberation. Ananda. After liberation is become Anandamaya Vyasa, the original Ananda, is your feature of jubilation. Anandamaya Vyasa. We are by nature Anandamaya. Not only Krishna, God, but we, being part and parcel. The Ananda is not self-centered. Krishna, when he takes Ananda, Allahini Shakti, when he dances with the gopis, when he plays with the cowherd boys, when he plays as a child of Jasodamai, and everywhere, Krishna is Anandamaya Abhyasa. So to take this Ananda, to enjoy this Ananda, he has expanded himself in so many forms. That the samsa and the incarnation, and the beginning answer, we are, jivas. So, to become really Anandamaya, Krishna has eaten bahushyama, he has become many. So don't try to close out this business. One, that is not very good intelligence. The Mayavadi philosopher, they want to become one. One means you agree to the Supreme. That is one. Just like we are conducting this international society, You have got many workers, many disciples, but you are one. One means they are carrying their spiritual master's order. Therefore they are one. One means one in agreement. Not that they have become amalgamated, no more individuals. Individuality is there, always. But they are one. Krishna and Krishna's devotees. The devotees are simply trying to satisfy Krishna, and Krishna is trying to maintain his devotees. This is one. Not that we lose our individuality. Without individuality, there is no harm. If we are sitting together, the oneness is the process of service, that's all. But there are joking, there are cutting jokes, there are some melodies of folk. That is ananda. Varieties are there, that is ananda. But they are for one purpose, satisfaction of Krishna. That is oneness. Not that we have become amalgamated. Amalgamated, we are amalgamated in one purpose. But not that it cannot be, because we are a separated energy, eternally. Mahimamsa jiva bhuta jiva loke sanatana, sanatana. Sanatana means eternally. It is not that by chance we have become separated individuals. No. The word is used sanatana. Sanatana means eternally. Eternally we are separated energy. That is the beginning of samparsana. Samparsana parana tuya sahi. That sankarsana, before this material creation, he lies down in the karana ocean, karana kuya sahi. He is lying in the karana ocean in the sleeping mode. From his breathing, innumerable universes are coming out. That is the origin of material creation. Yashaita nishrata chatarama thabrahma. Spiritual existence, our material existence coming to being, that is being explained in the Sanskrit philosophy of Kapildeva. Sankarsana rupam purusham. Everywhere the purusham, person, purusham, or the enjoyer, purusham, shasatam, purusham. Lord is purusha, personality. He is not impersonal. His energy is prakriti. The prakriti purush is there. That is, the spiritual world, that is also para-prakriti, and this material world is apara-prakriti, that the purusha is always there, purusha is always purusha. And we are marginal prakriti, we are also prakriti, the ekala ishvara purusha. So only one purusha, ishvara, enjoyer, controller is Krishna. Ekala ishvara Krishna, all others in incarnations, even demigods, we are all servants of Krishna. But to speak of ourselves, even the expansion of Krishna, Vishnu Tattva, they are also serving Krishna. Krishna is so exalted. Therefore, Krishna is saying in the Bhagavad Gita, matta parataram dhanna. Even the incarnation, Vishnu, Lord Shiva, demigods and others, nobody is greater than Krishna. Asamardha, asama, nobody is equal to him. Nobody is greater than him. Or everyone is lower than him. Therefore, he is describing the Chaitanya Chaitanya, ekala ishvara Krishna, artha bhritta. Jare jaiche nasayase taiche tare nritta. By the desire of Krishna, we are playing different parts, but Krishna is the original master, and he is also origin of the Sankarsan, and Sankarsan origin is of the Purusha avatar, Mahavishnu, and Mahavishnu is the avatar, is the origin of this universe. In this way, if you try to find out the original cause, the cause of all causes, then you come to Krishna. Sarva karana karanam. Cause of all causes. That's what else you want to read. Next verse. Try. No, that's all right. Yes, sir. I'm not sure.